Now, the Me Too and Time's Up movement has seen some big change for women in the last couple of years, but bigger than any change is the first generation of women who will live 50% of their lives past their, air quotes, use-by date of 50 years old. For people born in Australia in the mid-30s, the average life expectancy was 67.1 years. But for those born between 2014 and 2016, the average life expectancy is now 84.6 years. But the way we represent women in their 50s has barely changed. So we're looking to reframe longevity. Although women in their 50s are now well and truly in a middle age period, we're still treating them as near retirees. Well, joining me is my producer, Nicole McInnes, who, despite not being quite 50, participated in a podcast on this study this week. Nicole works in marketing, media and advertising industry, which has been particularly marred with ageism. And she joined us right now. Hi, Nicole. Let me put your mic on so we can hear you. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Mick. How are you?
Thanks for coming in. Like, we've pulled this together late, but obviously you've obviously talked about this and you know what you're talking about. I do love that you've done this podcast and you're not actually in your 50s yet.
Yeah, I know. That was cool. I didn't
just planning ahead, eh?
Yeah, I was wondering whether it was because of my, you know, the dark circles under my eyes. Not sure.
Well,
hoping not though.
No. But this study, can tell us about the study and I guess who commissioned it and what are some of the findings that sort of surprised you?
Yeah, so Bauer Media commissioned it and they surveyed over 1,000 women. And some of the findings were not surprising. Women over 50 feel incredibly invisible now. They're not talked to by advertisers and they're being passed over by employers as well. And it's a real problem. We talk a lot about the aging society that we have, but we're not really talking about people not being able to find jobs post 50. And if they've got 50 years to live, that's a really big problem for us.
Well, that's the thing. You make a really good point in that intro that the life expectancy has changed so much over the last, 50, 70 years. But we still treat people who are over 50 like, used up, you know.
Yeah.
Can't do anything positive for society anymore. Look, I hope I'm not that far off either. So, you know, I'm hoping I've still got a lot of life to go. But what is it going to take? And especially now because the retiring age is getting pushed further and further back as well. So it used to be like 65, everyone would just retire. Now it's like 70, I think they're pushing it towards 70 anyway. What can we do to, or how can... I guess it's up to employers, right? Mm. I would think employers, but also that culture around workplaces and sort of not ostracizing people who are older or putting them into a certain basket. Mm. What do you think can be done?
Well, the thing, we've glorified digital-born generations now for a little while, and I think we're forgetting that this generation was actually... understands humans as analog and digital. And the other thing about this generation is that we were exposed to digital in its infancy when the gorgeous interfaces that we now experience as users were lines of code. Like I remember having to code AutoCAD at uni. So we understand digital and software intrinsically and probably more deeply than the younger generation do.
Yep.
But we're being sort of shelved. And the assumption is, and I work in digital native companies, and I've seen it from the younger generation. They just look at me, before they get to know me, they assume that I will just have no idea about, I'm not technologically adept at all. And the study found that most of the women find that people assume that they're really dumb with technology, and they're not.
And that's exactly right, because so many people, of an older age, keep up to date. I mean, obviously, to digital's not like something new. It's been coming for a long, long time.
That's right.
I do remember before email, and we had inboxes, but I was just, I'm not quite that old, but I do remember that not everyone knew how to use email back then, but I remember an age of more analog functionality to the digital age, and obviously now everything is just very quick and very on demand.
Mm.
But it doesn't mean that anyone at any age can't learn how to do something.
That's correct.
Just for example, I work in a workplace with some older people who have come through an audio era of tape, we're talking about audio tape. And so obviously they've had to advance their learning and think about digital, and nothing's tape, nothing's manual anymore. It's all buttons.
Mm.
But they've all managed to learn this, no problem. They're working in a fast-paced digital environment. And some of them are 55, 60 plus.
Yeah.
So, there is still definitely You know, you're not going to, you shouldn't be putting anyone on the shelf just because they're of their age.
And grey hair, I think, you know, your hair might go grey, but that doesn't mean you're instantly 70. I mean, if you're 50, you're not that old.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I think people misunderstand from looks what sort of where your brain is at. And as you know, it doesn't really matter how old you are. It's who you are on the inside. And we're all still 25 on the inside.
That's right.
So, yeah. So I think that assumption that just because you're old is you're useless is terrible. But the other thing is we're forgetting that experience brings wisdom and a sort of self-awareness that comes, and it doesn't come until around your mid-40s. Mm-hmm. And that rolls into workplaces in the form of fantastic leadership. And if you don't have that, and you don't when you're younger, none of us did, we know because we were there, you're just not as good a leader. And we're having a leadership crisis. We're having cultural crisis in lots of corporations.
Oh, really? Is this a thing?
Yeah. And these people, yes, absolutely.
Okay.
But these people know how to inspire people. They know how to motivate people.
Yeah.
And they're actually more efficient because they've done so many things before and learnt lessons. And that experience, even though we're in this test and learn day and age, there are experiences that are valuable and can make companies and teams much more efficient and flow.
Yeah. So how can we, as the people and just everyone in general, what can we do better in the workplace to, I guess, break out of this stigma and also, you know, enter the modern age, but just not think about age as a number, but just think about the person and what they can bring.
Yeah, I think we've all got unconscious biases that we carry around with us. Trying to make them conscious and not making assumptions about people, and all of us do it. It's not like you know, it's not an us and them situation. I think we all have to sort of stop and ask questions first and be curious about people before we just level an assumption at them because of the way they look.
And look, trust me, I'm in a position where I work with, like I say, older men and women in my workplace. And I've got to say that the older people are a lot more reliable. And I'm not saying anything against any generation because, you know, there's different people, different things. But that leadership thing you talk about, though, is really important because even though you might not even necessarily hire someone in a leadership position, they're going to assume and take on that position of self-awareness and leadership in a team that sometimes you don't get from younger staff.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Hey, Nicole, this is really exciting. Thank you very much for joining us. I know it was all very quick that you came in here, but you've got it all here and you've talked about it and you know, it's stuff that we need to think about. So
thanks, Mick.
Appreciate your time. That's Nicole McKenna. She's one of my producers. What a legend she is. What a legend producer we have here. We have all these volunteers as well. They come in and share their time.